And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher, by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to a very busy Fisherman's Landing, because the Royal Polaris just came in. And we have a great guy from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the tackle guru himself, Mr. Doug Kern. We're going to have a great show talking fishing tackle and fishing. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup, and Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube and Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
45 years. That's how long we've been right here on Mission Bay, helping friends and family like you discover the joy of sailing, kayaking, and everything life on the water has to offer. I'm Logan from Bassline Kayaks, and if you ask Ron and Debbie Lane whether 45 years feels like a long time, they'll tell you time flies when you're having fun. You see, the Lanes have followed their passion for a life on the water, and they've made a living inviting others along for the ride. Over the years, the shop has grown and changed, and so have the employees and products inside. From selling catamarans in the 1970s as newlyweds, living in a VW bus in the store parking lot, to being the destination Hobie fishing kayak store they are today, working with their two sons and daughter. You might be looking for a new way to enjoy time on the water with your family, or maybe you're looking for a new way to stay active, enjoy nature, explore, and catch a spotted bay bass. Whatever your goals, come visit us in Dana Landing on Mission Bay, and we'll get you geared up and ready to enjoy life on the water.
This year, make reliable boating your resolution and back it with exhilarating deals with a new Yamaha outboard during Yamaha's New Year, New Reliability sales event. From now until March 31st, 2025, purchase a new eligible Yamaha 450 to 30 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of coverage protection. Looking to hit the water with lower horsepower? There's a deal for you too. Purchase a new Yamaha 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboard and receive up to $200 and dealer credit toward the purchase of additional goods and services. Don't miss this limited time offer. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends March 31st, 2025. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models exclude 24-month Yamaha extended service added to a 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealer for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and man, what a fun show it is today. This is certainly one of my most favorite shows. I always joke this is Best Behavior Day. We got both bosses on the other side of the table, so you know, better tighten up here a little bit, you know.
Not only that, if you're watching, you did his live, right? We're going live?
Yep.
Okay,
We sure will now that you said that.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, Ricky's running the show here. And there's lots of buttons to push here. So,
yeah, I can see
Ricky's
that.
Running the show because I'm leaving town this week. But we got it all covered here. And so excited to have Mr. Doug Hearn here for the first time this year. Good morning.
Yep. I mean, here we go. Another year. I love this time of year because there's so much possibility and potential and wondering what the year is going to hold. We've had this gorgeous weather down here, which I know we do need some rain, but you get what you get, and we've just had this gorgeous weather, and it just makes you feel like you want to go fishing. There's been a little bit of things going on. You know, there's been some yellowtail caught in La Jolla. The bay bass fishing has actually been really good. All three species of bass, the halibut are starting to bite. Been a couple of bonefish caught, and then
cod fishing down in Mexican waters has been great.
There's been great rock cod fishing. There's bluefin in our localish waters that I've seen pictures from airplanes and down towards the 32 line, which is about 50 miles from San Diego and a little bit more out west, 50, 55 miles. And then all the way down, I mean, the commercial guys have started their season. and they're starting to whack them pretty good. And, you know, that's down 300-400 miles. So there's a stretch of bluefin, which, you know, there's never a guarantee with fishing that, like we say, fish have tails, but, the first initial little hints, are really encouraging. I think Seaforth might be running a bluefin trip here. I don't know if it's next weekend or if it's a weekday, but they've got a trip planned to go out and do an exploratory. It's only January.
How cool would that be?
You know, back in the day, we did exploratories in June. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, well, Mike on the Tribute's been running, or his guys have been running, because he's recovering from his knee surgery, trips down to Colonnette, and they're catching yellows.
They are, and that yellowtail at San Quintin, big chunkers. I mean, same as the ones that we've had in La Jolla, just these nice, fat, home guard yellowtails. And what I'm enthused about with all of this yellowtail stuff is we went through a little period of time, kind of, 2020 for about 3-4 years, where we didn't have any coastal yellowtail. And everybody knows the Coronados were on fire. There was fish at some of the other islands as well, and along the coast all the way down into Mexico. And it looks like they're coastal again at the moment. So, I would love to see that Coronado Islands fishery and Clemente and Catalina and on down the coast of Mexico. You know, the long range boats can do, if they get their bluefin done, they can go down there and play with the yellowtail.
That was such a great year of Coronado Islands fishing this last year. It was
God.
So good to have it back isn't the right word. Like, just have it. I mean, it was the best I can remember. I mean, I'm sure in years past it was like that, but that was just fantastic.
It was, and it was the right kind of fishing. It was visual. It was surface iron. You could put your slow troll sardine out there to find them, but it was a little subtle. You know, sometimes when you're in the flats, the birds group up and it's just obvious where they are, but you had to kind of read the birds a little bit more subtly this year. They didn't just come down and attack the water, but you could see them. You know, they'd be up high flyers, and then maybe 6 or 8 or 10 birds would kind of group up and come down a little lower. And you go over there, and you didn't see a lot of boils, but, you know, you start doing little casting under those birds, and usually you'd get one or two, you know. Yeah.
That was fun. And just the amount of time that fish was there and available, it wasn't there's a 3-day window, and there's a little bit one day, and then they bit real good, and then they tapered off, and then it was gone, and wait for the next wave. It was just day after day after day of consistent private boat fishing and sport boat fishing, and if you were advanced and wanted to catch them on a surface iron, grade. If you just wanted a troll or a pawl around, you'd catch them that way too. Then
absolutely.
Put the anchor down, drift, whatever. However it was, that fish was available to be caught.
Yeah. I know I did 5 trips over there with my grandson, and you were there on one of them. And every time we caught fish, and so that was probably over a month and a half, almost a 2-month stretch, whatever. And it didn't start in March like sometimes it does. It was more of a summer phenomenon, but it did. It was consistent. They didn't go away. It didn't shut off. I mean, you had an isolated day that was a little slower, but and then you had some days that were just rippers.
Jamie from Seasons was washing his boat down this weekend at Fisherman's Landing, and we were talking about, man, we just take some of that again, right?
Yes.
Oh, it was just so much fun, and the grade was just so incredible.
Yeah.
And it's close to home. You're 15 miles from home.
Well, yeah, it's an ice easy trip. We would leave at 6 and be back to the dock by 3. We'd have our fish, you wash the boat, you get home by 4:30. And if you're hardcore, you stay out there till sundown, and, I'm sure the fish bit right through the day. But.
Yeah. And then we added bluefin in the latter part of the season.
How cool was that?
Oh, my
God. That was
fun,
huh?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we've had bluefin in decades past at the Coronado Islands, but, these were, decent ones. You kind of had to finesse them a little bit. 20 or 25 pound test, and the sea lions weren't exactly your best friend.
Oh.
But, and the fish were a little bigger, so you could go 1 for 6 real easy.
Yeah. And that was the thing, is you had to pull on those things hard to get them in the boat before the sea lion got them.
It's a good exercise for people, though, to realize how hard you can actually pull on 20 pound tests. I think people, you know, set their drags a little light on most pound tests until you get to the, you know, 100 pound bluefin. Everybody just locks it down, of course. But, you know, when you're fishing 20, 25, 30 pound tests, you can pull hard. We had one of our really good local buds back in the day had a 126, I think it was, 126 pound big eye on 20 pound world record. And, you know, there's no way that you can just sit there. You have to pull and keep pressure on the fish. So, you know, and a lot of that stuff out at the Cortez Banks, I think people kind of got the clue, you know, you gotta pull on them.
Yeah, definitely.
When you hook a fish on a rail rod, 100 pound, you can just kind of use low gear and that heavy rod to do all the work for you. But when you hook one on gear like that, that's not the case.
You gotta
angle them up.
I wish we would get more of that type of fishing in closer this year, because you know the private boats had a tough time getting off the dock this year. You can't go 120, 130 miles out on a 23 Parker, you know, whatever you've got, but. You know, if we could get some of that kelp paddy fishing and, you know, mix in the bluefin where, you know, you get a foamer of 80-pound fish and, you know, maybe hitting some surface stuff. You know, that was the one little component that was missing this last season that would be real nice to see this year.
Yep.
We'll take the Coronado Yellowtail. We'll take the big boys, you know, 120 miles. We'll take the Tanner and Cortez anchor up and throw bait and, you know, test your fishing skill a little more than just dropping down 300 feet and hoping it's yours that they bite.
Yeah, take some of that local yellowfin.
Yeah, yellowfin, dorado, even bluefin. I mean, we had like a week of it, you know, down sort of towards the pens, and it just went away and it never materialized. The yellowfin acted like they were going to show up. You know, there were a few, very few yellowfin in about June and. You know, right on through August and September, you know, you'd hear of a stray one caught, but it just wasn't good fishing for the local scene. And that could really be a fun thing if that happens this year.
So you and Rick sell tackle, of course, to people for these various escapades out on the water. What's latest in the you just came back from a show. What's the latest in the tackle world?
Yeah, I mean, again, there hasn't been a ton of new stuff, and so what happens?
Talica 20A.
What happens is that was last year.
Was that last year?
And I think everybody
it just seems to flow through.
Well, yeah, and I think everybody knows by now that's the pinnacle reel for the big bluefin. They took a reel that you didn't think they could ever improve, and they did make some improvements.
I feel like they really just did that again with a reel that, you know, I'm sure you saw that I cast, but I didn't, and that's the newest generation of the Tranks.
I didn't see that reel there, to be honest.
Okay. I didn't know that was even on the horizon, and I love it.
Okay, I didn't either. And to be honest, I don't even know what the changes were. Do you know?
Yeah, they came... No is the right answer. Other than the reel is very reminiscent of the feel of those bands. I mean, they came floating through the door at the tackle store, and I was
like, "What are these?
What, you know?" What? It's just got that aluminum body construction feel. It's got a different variable braking system. There's 8 brakes instead of the 6. It has a different access to the left side plate, but the reel feels tighter to me. That's a poor description for the radio, but it was it's a slight change in shape, you know, still a very low profile reel, but it's everything that Shimano always does. They took a perfect reel,
yes,
and they somehow made it a little bit better. Yeah. I love it. I'm really excited about it.
Yeah,
I've only seen it in the 300. You know, we have 300s and 301s, the both in high gear and traditional
gear. And
this
is the
Tranks 300.
The Tranks 300.
They're so killer.
They kind of redid it.
Yeah. I mean, if you have fished...
So is it still called the Tranks 300?
Oh, yeah. It's the B. The, you know...
The B.
Every time...
So if you buy one, how do you know you're getting the new upgrade?
There's no question, looking at the two, that there are a difference.
Oh,
but okay. It'll say B on the box.
Yeah.
Okay. B. All right.
It's really cool.
Now, are they going to do that to the entire lineup of Tranks?
I don't know about the 200.
I don't know. I mean, again, this one took me by surprise. I wasn't even...
It was like they didn't even talk about it.
We were at the tackle store and opened up a box and went, what the heck is this? And opened it up, like, I didn't check this out.
Yeah, look at this thing.
Yeah.
It's the best kept secret in town, I guess.
There you go. Yeah, well, now not anymore. We just let it out on Let's Talk
Hookup. In terms of something new, I was really excited. I mean, I think that's something new. It'll be cool to see at the show. It's a reel that we all love. I mean, Trench 300, so many uses for what we do, both, you know, bass fishing, inshore fishing. You know, comfortable reel. It's everything that they do. The reel feels maybe even a touch smaller in your hand, which they do sometimes. But if you're familiar with the newest generation of Bantams, that all aluminum feel of reel, that's kind of what it looks and feels like. But in that saltwater purpose duty trench style, it's killer. I think
they
nailed
it. So speaking of shows, we have the PCS show coming up March 6th through 9th.
Yeah.
Up in Orange County. Yeah, Costa Mesa. You guys are going to have a booth there, right?
Yep. We've been our typical little anthill right after the first of the year. We had our big meeting with the whole crew, and we've been ordering stuff, packing boxes. Actually, went up to CalStar yesterday and picked up 10 rod boxes to pack the rods. And it's... you know, it's just going to be a great show. A high percentage of the saltwater vendors, manufacturers are going to be there. That show is pretty much 100% fishing, and I would say 90% of that is saltwater. So it kind of plays into what we do
well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, speaking of CalStar, some exciting things happening in CalStar. You were up there yesterday.
Yeah.
Meeting with John Todd.
You know, it's been an interesting ride for all the manufacturers, and CalStar was not exempt, but, you know, we went through COVID, and then we had the supply chain issue, and you couldn't get, you know, product from anybody, and CalStar was not exempt from that. They, you know, I'd gone up there two or three times, and you go out in their warehouse, and there wasn't one finished rod on the racks. They have these racks where they keep the finished rods over all these decades, and, we went up there yesterday. Rick and Brandon and I went up, and
the world's greatest fisherman was with you.
He was with us.
Okay,
yeah,
that's important.
We were blessed with his presence.
Yeah, okay.
And we met some new ownership up there. It's I think by now the word's out, but CalStar has been sold, but it's not the. The employees were all retained, the people that know how to build a CalStar, that they've been doing it for decades. John Todd, he's been...
Leon's son.
Yep, he's been part of that since he was a little kid. He used to go in there and run around and, you know, break things. And he's been involved in that for probably over 50 years. I mean, back to the Sabre days.
Wow.
So probably into the 70s, I would say. And he's been given full carte blanche to run that. He was already production manager and producing all the rods, but they're going to have new equipment. They're going to have new mandrels.
New facility.
The new facility eventually, yes. And so they're going to duplicate some of their machinery so that they can build more rods. They're going to duplicate some of their mandrels, so instead of making 6 at a time, they can make 12 at a time. But what was interesting is the warehouse, the racks are full of CalStars.
Yes.
And that's been...
It felt so good to walk in that warehouse and see just... I mean, it was full. It was full.
That's
if you
great.
Need it, if you need a CalStar, like as us as a retailer, you can make a phone call and it shows up the next day.
Wow, which hasn't been the case here for a few years.
No,
correct.
I mean it couldn't be. You couldn't get guides. You couldn't get graphite. You couldn't get reel seats. And it's things are back up and running. And you know there's an infusion of capital, so they're not going to have to, run thin on inventory. If they want to get a 6-month supply of guides and reel seats and graphite and fiberglass, they can do that, and they can stay weeks, months ahead on their production. It's really a game changer.
Yeah.
So the quality, the one thing that I was amazed at through all of this supply chain issue, not being able to get stuff, everything just kind of being on hold, a little bit sketchy for all the manufacturers, their quality never wavered. The rods come in, they're all cut exactly the same height. The actions that we know and love never faltered, never varied. You pull on an 875H, it's an 875H.
So that's going to stay. That quality is going to stay. It's just going to get better.
Yeah, I think I don't know how you can get much better because they maintained the CalStar quality through all of the toughest times.
Yeah.
And now they've got the tools they need to, you know, ensure that things progress into the future and into the next decades. And
CalStar will remain the state of the art rod
for
Southern California.
It is. I mean,
yeah, that's great news.
From the person that we call that answers the phone to the people back there that are putting the finish on the rods to splining the rods properly, the wrapping, everything is going to remain the same. And you know, I wouldn't be surprised if they hire new personnel, but they will be trained by the original experienced personnel.
Wow.
I mean, we couldn't have been more excited. I can't express to you the person that bought this is a Southern California person that basically started, you know, as a young person working in a tackle store. They love fishing. They have, you know, long range experience every year for the last multiple decades. They want to see this remain an American-made company. We saw Sabre when they were bought by Penn, went to China, and nothing like that's going to happen. It's
CalStar.
It's only going to get better, and the culture is going to remain CalStar. It's not going to change into something that is unrecognizable.
That's so great, amazingly great news.
Yeah.
That is great news. And as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. A lot to talk about here with Doug Kern and Fisherman's Landing Tackle all the good stuff happening.
No doubt about that. We're temporarily working on getting our webcam back up and running here. But as you can hear, we've got a fantastic show for you today. If you're listening to us on The Fan, if you're listening to us on Facebook and YouTube Live, if you're listening on the app, we've got a great show today. So much fun always having Doug Kern in here. And, man, we are so excited to have you join us this morning. If you want to give us a call this morning, we want to hear from you. Brand new phone numbers being on The Fan, and we're so stoked to be back. 833-288-0973. One more time on the phones. 833-288-0973 is how you reach us on the phones here on Let's Talk Hookup. Or you can send us a text. The text the show option, so popular here on Let's Talk Hookup, and the only way to do that is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. That's a free download. If you don't have the app already, you absolutely need to have it. It is the easiest way to enjoy Let's Talk Hookup. You can hear all the show archives. If you missed last week's show and you want to file back to it, it's the easiest way to do that, and it's the only way to send in your text questions to Doug today. Make sure when you do, if you send us a text, that you include your contact info. Just a name and a phone number is all we need because you want to be eligible for that great prize. And what a killer prize we are giving away today. One lucky caller or texter is going to win a $100 gift card to Fisherman's Landing Tackle. How cool
is
that?
100 bucks to go on a shopping spree?
Yeah.
Come on down.
Might
put it towards one of those brand new CalStars.
All right.
As you can hear, we've got a great show. So pumped to have Doug in here talking tackle and talking with you. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup. Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, and Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
24 years ago, I visited this amazing place called Hataguay Archipelago. I just could not get enough of this amazing island. Natural beauty, friendly people, and phenomenal fishing. I knew I needed to spend more time there. Moving forward to today, here I am, a fishing lodge owner. Hi, this is Valerie Hopridge from Queen Charlotte Safaris in beautiful Hataguay Islands, British Columbia, Canada. We're a boutique lodge just steps from the Sanspit Harbor, offering truly a unique fishing adventure. Our fishing is world class. You will fish for king salmon, halibut, lingcod, crabbing, and much more. Our fishing grounds are unspoiled, untouched, and surrounded by stunning scenery. We're dedicated to making your adventure an experience that will bring a lifetime of memories. We will welcome you as friends, and you will leave as part of our Queen Charlotte Safaris. Safari's family. We are booking now. Please give me a call at 1-877-815-2892 or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or visit our website, qcsafaris.com.
Hey, this is Captain Benny Florentino, owner-operator of Coastal Charters. Just want to announce that I'll be running the Camus 26 hybrid boat from West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. Hybrid being a center console with bay boat features. The boat features a Michael Peters stepped hull that'll give both myself and my guests a comfortable dry ride. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa will be carrying the 26 hybrid, 28 hybrid, and also a 34 cat. Heck, they even have some great looking bass boats. But if you have any other questions, feel free to call Nick Kelly or Kyle Mesa at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa, and we'll see you on the water.
Take it from Captain Benny Florentino. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa is your source for Camus boats as well as Parker boats, Yamaha outboards, and now Mercury outboards. Sales and service, the finest you can find. Go see Nick and the guys at West Coast Marine on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa or check westcoastmarine.com.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing LA has to offer. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnight on the Freedom, Catalina a freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
Gas prices are going up, up, up. So now more than ever, you need Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Pull up to the newly expanded Summit Gasoline and get low, low gas and diesel prices for your car, truck, and boat. They can now accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time, plus 12 diesel boats, plus 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum 35-gallon fill-up. Easy in and out, too. Step into the Summit Bistro and enjoy what Martha and her crew have for you on things you can use. Fresh-made burritos, sandwiches, salads, along with beer, beverages, and, of course, always free ice. So many Let's Talk Hookup listeners have taken advantage of Summit Gasoline's low prices, great service, and free ice, they have become the largest seller of fresh gourmet ice in Southern California. Summit also sells frozen bait and fishing licenses 24 hours a day. Summit Gasoline. Low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup here this morning. Doug Kern in the studio having a great time talking fishing. A beautiful day at the landing. It was nice to see the fisherman's processing truck there and all the guys loading some fish. And, and a beautiful day. It just, it feels right, man. It doesn't feel like January.
They plugged that January 18th.
Did they really?
They filled it up.
Yeah. Maybe Frank will give us a call and or come up in the studio.
Bluefin and 245 wahoo.
It was wait, 245 wahoo?
That's what I was
and
told.
And bluefin too?
Bluefin, yellowfin. This is what I was told by the office crew.
Wow.
I just stopped in before I came over here and I said, how they do? And they said bluefin, yellowfin, plug the boat, and 245 wahoo.
Crazy.
I was reading along. Jonathan's been doing such a fantastic job. Just stepping up even farther on social media and keeping us all abreast of what's happening on the boat. But just day after day after day, they were having that great yellowfin tuna fishing down south. And sounded like their fish were averaged 120 to 150.
Jeez.
Plenty of 180s and 190s. They had several over two. It was just, what a trip, man. What a trip those guys had. Crazy.
So good. Yeah.
So
and,
good.
And they're heading back out tomorrow on an 18 day.
That's what they do, man. Yeah. They're all player out. They fish.
Yeah.
And yeah, this was a trip that left on New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, at like 5 o'clock in the evening. It's a trip that goes every year, and those
guys. Is this the Caucus trip?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought so.
And these boys know what they're doing.
Yeah, boy. Awesome.
Yeah, you know, Frank has got to be so excited that he's turned the helm over to Jonathan Yamati.
Yes.
I mean, of course, he did that a while ago, but
just
you know,
knowing your boat's in the best of hands, the tradition that you set forth is being carried out. Like it's just. And it was the perfect scenario. Yeah.
And then another big announcement this week that Frank and Aliar from the Player Supreme are partnering with Max. Help me with his last name. Is it Neve?
Yeah,
Neve. Yeah.
It's just Max.
My bad. Our bad, Max.
to buy the Pacific Voyager out of Seaforth Fishing.
Yep.
Yeah, so congratulations to Max. They're going to be on March 18th on the show.
Cool, nice.
Aliar and Max will be here
talking
about fishing and such like that. So looking forward to having them. But congratulations to Aliar, Max, and, of course, Frank. But that's just another show that – another guy that Frank's helping out
in
the industry.
Yep.
And it's just what Frank does, you know, like a recognition of talent and drive and a young kid who, you know, none of us, I include myself in this, like, I didn't have the financial ability to do what I did. And Frank saw something in Max and Aliar confirmed, and they just said, let's help get you into a boat. Like, a young guy who's grinding every day and was pinhead and deckhand and then captain, you can't go to the bank and get a loan for what one of these boats and operation costs. They'd laugh you out the door.
Yeah.
Frank steps in and makes it happen. Like, it's really cool to watch the legacy that he put forward and helping so many people, myself very much included, like, get into their position and get rolling.
And hats off to Aliar. He's a fast rising star
too,
man. Yeah. He's already owning a second boat. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Cool,
and you know, it's not long ago we were talking about Brian Woolley was talking about him
Shag Sculpin
and Dana Moore Sport Fishing,
right? Bad, man.
Yeah,
pretty, cool.
Pretty good stuff. Well, phones are packing up. You want to get through, standing by there at 833-288-0973.
We have to start with a text.
Okay.
Only because I enjoyed this text so much. And I got this text several days ago.
I think I printed the same text, right?
I liked it so much. And
Does it happen to be from Pat?
It sure does.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact. And I just thought, Pat, you earned this one. And I'm going to read the whole thing in its entirety. It says, "Hi, I listen every week on your app, and I often listen when I go fishing each week on Mondays. By the time I get to listen, the time for texting in questions and phone calls is long gone. So I'm sending this text extra early. Both Pete, Doug, can you guys? Or the question is, the first is for Pete. Can you potentially try to get us on a biologist, potentially from Scripps, who can weigh in on the issue with the sardines that have seemingly gone MIA, and what conditions would need to happen for their return?" Now, Doug.
That'd be cool. That would be cool.
There's several avenues we could go. You know, we have, you know, several people in that scientific community, you know, Danny Fuller and Lyle and, like, all kinds of guys. It'd be very fun to have somebody like that talking sardines. And then with the potential of anchovy, the next part.
You know who would really be good is somebody from Everingham Brothers Bait Company. They probably know.
The last time Buck was on here was one of my most favorite shows.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah, it would be really fun. Yeah, so I would love it. So good call on that, Pat. Second part of his question, Doug, now that anchovies, at least for the time being, are our primary bait fish, what tackle recommendations can you make? And how will this potentially affect big game fishing once the fleet gets back into the action this spring? That's from Pat.
Well, so this has been a short-lived phenomenon, and I think everybody knows that the weather has been very different this year. The statistic is on our rainfall that from the end of March of 2024 until the present, which is 9 months, is the longest 9-month period with the smallest amount of rainfall in Southern California in recorded history. So that's, you know, all this stuff is related, and we don't know how it works and how it's related. But, yes, right now the sardines are very difficult, if not impossible, to locate. And it's too short of a time, I think, to say that, oh, the sardines are gone.
Right.
Things will disappear. You see that with fish, too. It's like, you know, we'll go a month or two without whatever species of fish, and then they just show back up again. But our water temperature has been, you know, a little on the cooler side up and down the coast, so that's definitely something that's different. We have really good squid availability. You know, we've had a little bit of squid here and there, but the last real good squid availability we had was like in 07, 08, 09. So, it's hard to say that this is, oh, the sardines are gone, and now we're going to have anchovies for the next, you know, 30 years. The first time pretty much that I can remember in my life ever seeing a sardine was in 1987. I went on a 9-day trip on the Royal Star. I got on the boat, and There's sardines here.
What's that?
God. Fishing straight anchovy previous to that.
We had these great big anchovies like you'd see up in San Francisco, and we had sardines. And that kind of started the trend of the sardine being the standard bait. And I remember a certain situation where a couple guys were going out on the half-day boat over at Seaforth. They walked on the boat, and all they had was sardines, and the guys were just bummed and demanded a refund. There's no anchovies. We're not going fishing. Because we all grew up, and all we had ever was anchovies.
Yeah, and now we've been had nothing but sardine. Now we have anchovies, and so we'll just just wait and see.
And we've had anchovies. You know, they try to find a school of anchovies to put in a couple of receivers there for the half day boats. And it's not like we haven't seen an anchovy, but the primary bait has been sardines. And some of the changes that he was asking about and talking about. So we have anchovies only in the past. You know, the boats that would go out to the Coronado Islands were not three-quarter day boats. They were overnight boats. They'd leave at 2 in the morning. They'd go to Imperial Beach or the islands and have to catch mackerel. And that's how you caught your yellowtail.
Right.
And when we got the sardines, then the three-quarter day guys, you know, they could drive out the receiver, get a nice big bait that you could fish on, 25, 30-pound test, maybe 40-pound, and catch your yellowtail.
Yeah. Well, let's find out what's biting on those anchovies, huh, right now.
You got it, man. It's time for the Catch Report, which today is sponsored in part by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. Complete deli, beverages, boating supplies, as well as one of San Diego's most complete saltwater tackle shops. Also, check out East County Bait and Tackle and Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle with the best in both freshwater and saltwater tackle, along with live bait. Dana Landing is right next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay, and ECBT, they're at the end of the 67 Freeway at Maple View and Lakeside, and Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle is on Broadway and Lemon Grove. Check DanaLanding.com for more info. We're going to get it started with our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish, is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Ricky, Pete, Doug.
Hey, what's up, boss?
It's kind of weird you're doing it at this time of day, but I guess we'll get used to it, huh?
Yeah.
I like it,
Mark. Lots of good stuff, Mark.
Yeah. So anyway, it's only mid-January, and we're already starting to see some really interesting signs offshore. And Doug, like you mentioned, first thing, and then Danny from Fishdope, he sent me a text just a little bit ago with a heads up about what that spotter plane saw there just below San Diego, like the upper edge, I think was about 60 miles or so, kind of just below the 238, 295, like that. There's a nice spot of water. You can see it on the water charts, and quite a bit of bluefin in it. And that's, that's really good news for this time of year and not very far from San Diego. So hopefully those guys run some exploratory trips down there and catch a few. That's pretty interesting stuff. And closer to home, we also got some big doings. Now, if you've been listening to me doing this fish report for a few years, you know that I love to study those natural signs that point to some of our seasonal changes. And one of my favorites is certainly the white flowers on the dogwood trees. And I got to tell you guys, this year, it's way early. My benchmark
tree out?
Right around the corner from where I live. He's a month ahead, fully flowered already, a month ahead of last year. Now, who gives you-know-what about flowers on a trees, right? Except there's a relevant correlation in that the sea bass bite at Catalina about the same time those trees start to flower. I've been tracking that for years. And lo and behold, they've been biting over there at Catalina.
That's awesome.
Tradition
More
continues.
Than a few. More, it does. And, man, the last time we had the trees flower this early, I'm going to have to go back and look at my record, but my recollection was we saw some stellar sea bass fishing, and we've seen some pretty good stuff already. There's a couple of nice schools, it looks like, around backside east, hanging around some of them kelp lines, and the guys are making their bait. There's plenty of squid there, just a little bit deeper than where the fish are. Plenty of squid in that area, and then you make your bait, and then you go re-anchor on the edge of some of the kelp lines, and some of the guys are fishing beaches. And a perfect example, a couple of days ago, we had some customers come into the store, and he's showing me a picture, a beautiful picture that they had of a 47-pounder caught right at sunrise in the gray. He's got the sun coming up in the background and holding this beautiful big fatty. And congratulations to these guys, David Zachary and Jack Maurer. It was the first fish for the Double Angling Club. They got the first fish flag.
Good for them, man. That's great.
I was going to say those names sound familiar. There goes those guys who are always on it for sure. But that sounds great. So things to catch. Of course, fishdope.com always has the best stuff. $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW, your $30 code. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. And the phone number is area code 714-840-4262. The website's pacificedgetackle.com. And, Doug, I love what you guys were talking about. The update from CalStar, you know, we've been hearing that for a little bit that was going down. And, you know, it's just so wonderful to hear those guys getting back on the program. It was, like you were saying, just heartening to go up there and see those racks empty for a while.
Yeah. Well, I got a super quick comment and then we got to run, but there was a pristine copy of Between 2 and 20 Fathoms and In the Gray, the most brand new pristine copies I've ever seen, sitting right on their bookshelf there. So
pretty cool.
Thought I'd just throw that one out to you.
Hey, Mark, thanks a lot for the report, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
Yeah, you got it, guys. We'll see you.
Thanks, Mark. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to continue with the Catcher Report. We got phone calls, text messages, and a whole lot more with Doug Kern. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice, on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, and Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year, and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Get ready for the most exciting outdoor show of the year, the giant 15th annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show, March 6th to the 9th at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Check out hundreds of sport fishing exhibitors, manufacturers, tackle dealers, fishing boats, and fishing resorts taking up all seven halls at the fairgrounds. 217,000 square feet plus fantastic seminars and free kids trout pond. Backed by popular demand, the PCS show also has freshwater to cover bass and trout. Learn from some of the top names in the sport fishing industry, from catching giant bluefin, swordfish, calico bass, and more. Take advantage of incredible show specials from major tackle retailers and boat dealers. Talk to the top fishing travel destinations. 4 full days, Thursday, March 6th to Sunday, March 9th, the 15th annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Don't miss it.
This is Bob Hoos at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are critical part of my fishing program. From bay bass to bluefin, I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.
I've had the opportunity to fish many places in many different types of water, but never have I fished a place as much fun as Katmai Lodge in Alaska. Hello, my name is Harold Davis, typically fishing in the ocean, but this is an experience that you have to try for yourself. Fish natural rivers with tens of thousands of fish coming up, and they have all the gear, spinning, bait casting, fly rods, kings, silvers, pinks, sockeyes, and my favorite, the chums. Outstanding food, outstanding accommodations, great service. The lodge is located in the beautiful Katmai National Park, filled with amazing wildlife. Brown bears, moose, eagles, otters, and it has spectacular scenery. And also the fact that the lodge is located right on the Alagnac River and your boat is just steps away from your room makes it great. Do yourself a favor. Call Charmel at 1-800-330-0326 or go online, katmai.com. And like Pete says, they will hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking fun, talking fishing, and boy, what a great time! And I'm kind of easing into the...
Yeah, you are. You're getting down, man. All the different buttons to push.
Easing into the driver's
There's
seat.
There's a lot of buttons to push. No doubt about it.
It looks like a 737 over there.
Almost. Well, let's go ahead and jump in the phones, Rick.
That sounds great to me. How about this morning we started off with Alex, who's called us on line one from San Carlos this morning. Alex, good morning. Thanks for getting started here on the phones.
Morning, Alex. You got us?
I'm sorry. I got you guys.
Oh, there you are.
All right.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, Alex.
Sorry. Yeah, hey, good morning. So my question is actually about PE line. And so I know that PE line, I know it's like a Japanese type of line, and I know it's mostly made for, like, jigging. But can you use that line for, like, let's say if you want to fly line with it? I mean, are the properties, you know, for it just really specific to just jigging, or can you use that for anything? I mean, I know the main thing that we all want and braid is distance and strength. So I was just trying to see if I could fill that up with I have a Talica 16A, and I was trying to see if I could fill that up with PE line, or if I should just go with, you know, regular Spectra.
I mean, from my point of view, you're talking about casting. It sounds like more on the surface, you know, and these jigging lines are meant for vertical jigging. And I don't know that I would want to be the guinea pig on that. I would probably want to do my traditional lines. I mean, the line's going to fill the reel. You're going to be able to cast it. The connections are going to be fine. Obviously, those lines have accounted for some nice big fish and so forth. So, but I might want to take it out and do some casting and just see how it reacts first. I think it's probably going to work just fine. But the lines that are designed for, you know, our saltwater purposes, they've got so much mileage and so much credibility and you know, we just know that they work. Obviously, when you're fly lining, you want a line that is going to cast well, that a bait can run, that, you know, it's not going to grab onto itself. And I don't know the properties on that. Have you talked to anybody, Rick, that's done that? Or?
We're just in the era where, you know, Spectra is becoming more than just it's a product, where they're starting to be, like you said, more castable and more round or more flat or more hollow or more whatever it might be. And PE, like here in the United States, we use the general term Spectra more than anything else. Well, Spectra refers to, like, Spectra took on the role of Kleenex or fish trap or whatever. Like,
Coca-Cola.
It's just a thing that you refer to, but it's a particular type of fiber, and PE is just... it's polyethylene. It's the general term for the braided line, and PE is a rating system that's used there, not here. So, you know, we rate our lines by pound test, which is a general term given by the manufacturer, usually not all that exact.
It's not accurate at all.
And PE is strictly diameter. So, you know, the diameter is this many one thousandths or this many millimeter, whatever it is. So it's just it's a slightly more accurate term of what you have. You know, the game has always been played that way. This guy says my 40-pound is stronger than everyone else, and that guy says my 40-pound is skinnier than everybody else. Well, the skinny guy doesn't really have 40-pound. He's got 30-pound, and he's calling it skinnier than everybody else. And the stronger than everybody else, well, he doesn't really have 40-pound either. He's got 60-pound, but he puts a 40-pound label on it, and it never breaks. PE is kind of a way around that, and it's like, well, I don't care what you say the breaking strength is this diameter.
Okay, I gotcha. So, well, hey, let's continue our catch report today, and sponsored in part by Gamakatsu, not just all about hooks. There's so much more, including new Gamakatsu fillet knives, and once you try one, you're always going to want another one, too. The new tools are super special, too, including the new Gamakatsu braid scissors made with ceramic blades, so they never rust, and you've got to see your local tackle dealer or check out gamakatsu.com and watch Gamakatsu booth at the upcoming shows, because they're going to have super specials, buy two get one free, and a lot of great incentives too. So be sure to check those out from Gamakatsu at the Gamakatsu booth at the shows.
You got it. Well, hey, we are going to continue. We got Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing on the hotline this morning. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing?
We're doing great. Good morning.
Pretty standard fishing this last week, the half-day trips on the new Seaforth, seeing a bit of calico bass, sand bass, good white fishing there, sculpin, about what you'd expect this time of year, you know, that January, February, March, where we're kind of restricted as far as that bottom fish goes, with some really good fishing in there. The Tribute ran their first call net trip last weekend, and they did about as well as you could expect from one of those trips. 70 rockfish, 130 reds, 25 whitefish, 35 lingcod for their 26 anglers. So really good fishing on that trip. They are back out there today on their day and a half trip down the coast there, and they'll be going out again next weekend. And actually next weekend we also have the Pacific Voyager going out on a two-day ultra-limited load trip, and they're going to be looking for bluefin on that trip. And we've had some reports of bluefin within that day and a half range, I've heard within 70 miles or so there. So definitely something worth getting on. The Pacific Voyager doesn't run a lot of open party trips, and be a nice way to get some really early bluefin fishing in there. So.
And we talked about the new owner, Max, of the Pacific Voyager, right?
Absolutely. I believe that will be the first trip where he's running as in charge on that one. And Max is a good guy, so definitely hop on that trip, get in early there, get some early bluefin fishing in, check out the new ownership there. Check the website, got all the information up there for those half days on the new Seaforth. He didn't have us on the Tribute this weekend, next weekend. He's actually scheduled into February there on the weekends also, so lots of options there. The Pacific Voyager trips online, get all the information, make reservations online. You can always give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Visit us in person, you know, stop by, say hi, get them on those trips. And, you know, January, February, kind of usually we think of that as a slower time of the year, but there's some really good fishing right now, some really good options for you guys. So definitely, if you're getting that fishing itch, there's definitely ways to satisfy that right now.
Good call, Marcos. Well, a great report. We'll take that for this time of year all day long, and appreciate it very much. We'll look forward to another great one next Saturday.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right, Marcos, thanks a lot for that. Appreciate that very much. That is going to wrap up our Catch Report today, sponsored in part by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get the premier processing experience. Check out the new, easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. With more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity, the finest customer service. You can stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com and be sure you make that reservation today.
All right, let's jump in the phones.
You got it. Let's this time talk to Fred. He's calling us from Idaho this morning on line four. Good morning, Fred. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Happy 2 days before our inauguration.
Good morning.
Fred.
I have a question for you before you start. Are you above the line or below the line? Are you in minus or plus degrees?
Oh, it's cold up there.
Is that to me?
Yes, it is. Is it below the line, minus degrees, or is it above the line, plus degrees?
It's above the line.
Okay. Attaboy. All right.
Anyhow, I hope I can still get my diesel truck into California, but I booked a trip on the Independence yesterday. For the 26th of December this year at 8 there. And
nice.
I wanted to talk to you also about the Sabre company, because I knew Ken Tulau very well when he was part of that company.
Yeah.
And I saw them sell it off to an investor, and the company started getting all screwed up, and then Leon took it off and made Calstar out of the company. And it was really, I was afraid we were going to lose those beautiful rods.
Yeah,
they were the mess. And
thank God for Leon.
Having gone through the old facility, I saw my first fishing rod being built, and that was quite an adventure for me.
Nice.
Anyhow, I just wanted to tell you guys how much I appreciate you. I've been listening to you ever since you moved up to Idaho. I used to be Fred from Woodland Hills.
And, that's cool, Fred.
I've been up here for 8 years now, and it's very difficult to get down there, but it's a big adventure, and I just wanted to send my kudos to all of you, and really appreciate it.
Nice to hear from you. Are you listening to us on the app?
Yes, sir.
All right, great. I'm the Let's Talk Hookup.
I'm listening every weekend.
All right,
you know,
Fred. Nice to hear from you.
If your 8-day trip is anything like they were this year, it was the most phenomenal long-range fishing for yellowfin, bluefin, all nice grade, and as wide open as you could ever imagine. So we'll keep our fingers crossed that you get a trip like that.
Wow. Thanks a lot for the call, Fred. Nice to hear from you again, for sure. Hey, we were just talking about CalStar and, of course, the new ownership, and, of course, John Todd still running the show there,
yep.
Leon's son. What's your favorite CalStar rod?
Ooh.
Yeah.
There's
the one.
Yeah.
One, just one.
100J.
100J.
Well, 100 mag graphiter is
right.
Really 100J mag.
Yep. All right. J
and
mag.
Yeah. Ricky?
He stole it. So.
Just one.
Oh,
just
man.
One.
If I had to pick one CalStar rod forever, is that what you're saying?
No, just one. Your favorite. Your one that's like, that's my favorite rod.
You can't.
I'm not gonna Xerox Doug and just copy him. So.
But it
I'm
is.
Say,
you might as well.
No, I'm gonna say GG6480.
Okay. Yeah.
GG6480. That's one of the new.
You
GG
can do everything can with do that. Everything.
Now, what is that rod? I'm not familiar with that. I don't have one.
Is an 8 foot. Everybody always says something. I want an all-around, do-everything rod. Well, that rod doesn't exist, but a GG6480 is as close as that you could get. You could still half-day fish and put a 4-ounce torpedo sinker and a dropper loop and catch a sand bass. You could put a Colt Sniper on it and cast it to a bluefin that's 100 pounds.
Or really?
Just about everything in between. It's
an eight-foot rod.
It's an 8-foot rod.
You could yo-yo. You
okay.
could surface
all
iron.
Right. So, 800XL, graphite for me. Yeah, hey, when we come back... you're going to have to tune in to the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, and Facebook Live. We'll be back tomorrow morning on The Fan. But tune in now for the hour number two on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, and Facebook Live. We'll see you then.
During chlorophyll information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week. 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. We need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available for 2-pound tests for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound tests for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters. 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman to find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Long range fishing, nothing beats Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag 2-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body when throwing jigs. The Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. With the extreme cranking power and Shimano's Super Free Spool provides extreme castability. You'll be able to put your jig in the Wahoo zone. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.